the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, this week, as you know, Seachtain na Gaeilge, we're all encouraged to speak a bit of Irish where we can, but if you're struggling for a cúpla focal to use around the office, Seachtain Mulqueen has been asking around for some tips.
If you're in business, I suppose what you need around you are good people, a working group that you can trust. So in Irish, we have this word, mehel. It would have been a word used to describe a group of workers from a community, you know, coming together for a common purpose. So they'd all help out each other. So the mehel would gather and go down to the shore to bring up the seaweed, or maybe go out to the field to bring in the hay.
Cathal Billings is a lecturer of modern Irish in UCD.
Simple expressions like if someone does a really good job, Maciolhu, so your music to my ears, kind of, you're my music. But then you might also have bad workers. So there are, you have Leshiori, obviously, who are lazy people. You might have Mukara. Mukara comes from muk, a pig, and Mukara is someone who's slovenly in their work. So then if you were the boss, if you have to get rid of somebody, Hugme Bata Agus Boherho. So I gave him not just the road, but the stick as well. So a kick up the bum as he went out the door.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
There's loads of words, different types of words in Irish to denote all sorts of different types of people. It's an endless list. Crubachón, someone who's got really big, ugly hands or feet. Cruba are animals' claws or hoofs. Instead of just calling someone an awkward person, oh God, he's very awkward. Crubachón cearta maghuine. You know, your man is such a hoofed type of beastly animal. I think there's more power to it. Just that, the glottal CH is just very satisfying. I don't know, you can kind of spit it out. Or you might say as well about someone who's not a very good worker, near Chorshe, Kar Cruadochanova Riev. He never forces bones to do any sort of hard movements whatsoever, just doesn't put himself in or out. And what you really want, Dinna a Chorin Avundu Namach. So Bundun is your bum. Chorin to the Vundu Namach means like you put your bum out, you put your back out of place, you know, with honest, hard effort. We often have people in work, I suppose, that would do a lot of talk, but maybe not a lot of action. So you might say about someone who's all talk, you might say, Chorakshe Kusa Kreen Fui Kharkagut. He'd put three legs under chickens for you, as in like he'd tell you anything. They'd tell you black was white, just to cover up for themselves. But he mightn't put his Bundun out for you.
Cathal says that some Irish words tell a story within themselves.
They're onomatopoeic. You can sense the meaning from their sound. Glugarucht is a click and glagarucht is a clack. Blubberucht is used for baby talk. You know, what babies do, it's cute. But you could also say if someone's talking nonsense, they're touching the blubberucht. Plubbernuch is what porridge makes when it's on the hob. So bubbling away, blub, 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 blub. But guggaluch is what geese do. So they're kind of honking. You might say that, look, this is all just talk in the air. Níl sa chainn sin a guggaluch gé. It's no more than a goose's honking. It's pointless.
Irish is a very lyrical language, and smidirini, like smidirines that we have in English, but you can almost see the little shards of glass dropping to the ground when you say it. Smidirini. One of the best storytellers to come out of Ireland was, of course, Peg Sayers. And if you listen back to some of the recordings, she's so rhythmic when she speaks. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba. You can almost get lost just listening to her.
Broadcaster Sinead Ní Uilleacán.
Well, if we're talking about business, we're talking about cha-ching, money. And there's one that's related to moolah that I quite like. Níl póki bi chle an vós. The death shroud has no pockets. There are no pockets on the outfit of death, which means you can't take it with you, so you might as well enjoy it when you have it and spend your money. Murra mí an agat ach pocán gabhair bí a lár an éanaigh leis. Even if you only have a puck goat, be in the middle of the fair to sell it. You should be proud of yourself and you should sell yourself regardless of what or how you compare to others. Be proud and be loud. Ní éanaigh smaoineamh an trádhaidh. The phrase means that thinking will not do the ploughing for you. So it's all well and good to be thinking about something, but sometimes you need to put a little bit of hard work in.
The local language has evolved over so many years that it eventually has married into itself and become poetic, but it kind of doesn't make any sense. And yet, they make all the sense in the world.
In areas like County Leitrim, words derived from the Irish language have taken on a whole new meaning. Writer and actor Seamus O'Rourke.
I mean, we had words like Shafosky and an undescribable yoke. Someone would build a barn or a shed. My father would say, it's only an old Shafosky of a thing. It's neither built nor left alone. And my mother would always say, I'll malafustia. She meant she would make bits of us. I grew up on a small farm, so the weather was always a huge thing in our neck of the woods. So we have a word called a drawky day. We have a bit of a droll up our way, so when they said a drawky day, you knew what to expect outside. Dull, and it's dark, and it's usually wet, but it won't do you any harm. As some people used to do, go to bed on the wet days, and then you'd be mad for work on a good day. We used to use at school, which was, and it was also used at work, as somebody telling tales, you know, we called them a clash bag, telling secrets, telling the boss things that were going on in the workplace. And they were the worst kind of demon, or as my mother would say again, a sparafart. Kind of an insignificant nuisance, a sparafart. We've a lot of words for people who are useless. A dimlick or a simsom, very easygoing, who was as useful on a silage pit now as a crowbar in a bog, like, or a nudy naddy, somebody who had no great aspirations towards work. Most of these words, they just come out of our mouths and we never really think about them. It's a bit like magic. If you start prodding at them too much, all of a sudden you realise that the word is not as fantastic as you thought it was, or not as threatening if you just go back to what it actually means. But I'll tell you, when my mother said, I will malafustia, we got going.
I get called lots of things, but the two most popular names for me would be Grain and Granny. That's not my name.
That's not my name. Having an Irish name can be tricky in business, something entrepreneur and founder of Bubble Bum, Grania Kelly, knows all too well.
And I normally find that people will do cold calling and I listen to them, and if they can't say my name, I know they don't know me, so I pretend that I'm not in, because I know it's a sales call straight away. Hi, I would like to speak to Grain. What time will he be available? Like, come on now. They can't pronounce my name and they don't even know whether I'm a man or a woman. So I would say, I'm really sorry, Grain's unavailable to take your call today. Could you please leave a message? This guy called John had been emailing me, and every email that he sent me was a snotty email. He wasn't very nice. Dear Granny. And I would, first email I replied and I said, hi, Josh. He replied to me again, calling me Granny again. And I said, hi, James. And then he replied and he was really infuriated and he said, my name is John. He was really indignant. Dear John, very sorry about that. And at the bottom I said, P.S. My name is Grania. I think you'll find that Granny is your mummy's mummy.
And if you're like Granny, I mean Grania, and you're sick of people at work, Sinead has the answer.
We do have a lot of malachdi curses. Gunihe an cat tu, agus gunihe an deal an cat. So meow is right when it comes to that one there. Tuchus gan ungani urt, that they may have an itch and no nails.
Shefer McQueen reporting there. That's all for today. Thanks for listening. I hope we didn't do too much plubbernocht. The show was produced by Aideen McLaughlin and Emma Laffin. Our broadcast coordinator was Owen Lubers, and Tommy O'Sullivan was on sound. Have a great St. Patrick's weekend. Until the same time next week. Thanks for listening. Slán.